Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, October 7th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Thunderbirds, TV series. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to uncover fascinating stories and share intriguing insights with you, our savvy listeners. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're taking a journey into the world of futuristic machines, daring adventures, and a touch of puppetry magic with the classic TV series, Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds is not just a TV series. It's a cultural phenomenon wrapped in a package of excitement and nostalgia. Created by the iconic duo Jerry and Sylvia Anderson, this British show first graced television screens in the 1960s, embodying a spirit of innovation that matched its era of rapid technological and societal change. Through the magic of Super Marionation, a puppet technique perfected by the Andersons, Thunderbirds brought to life stories that captured the imaginations of both young and old. Imagine being whisked away to the year 2065. The world is a place of advanced technology, and with every leap in innovation, new dangers lurk just around the corner. Enter International Rescue, an organization dedicated to saving lives with the most sophisticated machinery known to humankind. Their base? Tracy Island, a tropical paradise concealing an arsenal of rescue craft ready for action at a moment's notice. At the heart of International Rescue are the Thunderbird machines, and, of course, the Tracy family, whose five brothers operate these impressive vehicles. There's Scott in Thunderbird 1, the fast response craft, Virgil in Thunderbird 2, responsible for transportation, Alan in Thunderbird 3, the sleek spacefaring rocket, Gordon in Thunderbird 4, the submarine for underwater rescues, and John, who mans Thunderbird 5, the space station that acts as the team's eyes and ears on the globe. This setup leads me to ask you, if you were part of International Rescue, which craft do you think you'd pilot and why? Would you be nurturing a penchant for speed and agility with Thunderbird 1? Or perhaps feel more at home in the strategic, mechanical hub of Thunderbird 2? Something to think about. One of the elements that made Thunderbirds a standout series was its ambitious and cinematic storytelling. Each episode was designed to be a mini-movie, about 50 minutes long, allowing for intricate plots filled with suspense and tension. The stories centered around natural or man-made disasters, showcasing not just the technological marvels of the Thunderbird machines, but also emphasizing themes of courage, family, and ingenuity. What added to the magic was the way the Andersons employed practical effects to create a sense of realism. They used miniature sets and models to depict elaborate scenes like the collapse of massive skyscrapers or the detailed interiors of Tracy Island. The Super Mario Nation puppets, with their distinct movements, gave the show its unique charm. Even though these puppets seemed a bit wooden in expression, they captured the imagination of audiences worldwide. Now, here's a thought-provoking question for our listeners. In today's age of CGI and digital effects, would a show like Thunderbirds, with its reliance on practical effects and puppetry, still capture the imagination of modern viewers? Or does it hold a special place because of its unique techniques? Critical reception at the time highlighted the innovative approach and high production values, often praising its storytelling and technical achievement. The series spawned various adaptations and has had an enduring legacy that influenced not just television, but pop culture at large. Remakes, films, and new series have tried to recapture the original's essence, but many argue there's nothing quite like the classic charm of the 1960s production. Reflecting on Thunderbirds naturally invites us to consider the ethical implications of technology and advancement, a theme very relevant to our times. The Tracy brothers and their sophisticated machines symbolize the potential for technology to do good, save lives, and solve problems. But it also nudges us to think about dependency on technology and the balance required to ensure it's a force for positive change. What do you think? As we advance technologically, how do we ensure technology serves humanity rather than eclipses it? how do series like Thunderbirds inspire us to think differently about our future? For many of us, encountering Thunderbirds was more than just viewing a television show. It was, and perhaps still is, about dreaming of future possibilities, inspired by a world where courage and technology work hand in hand for the greater good. As you walk away from today's episode, we hope you find yourself wondering about the future, exploring the delicate dance between human will and technological potential, a theme ever so present in Thunderbirds. To delve deeper into the fascinating world of Thunderbirds, visit its Wikipedia page for a trove of details about the series, its characters, and its lasting impact on pop culture. And as always, feel encouraged to explore beyond today's discussion. Unlock those capsules of knowledge waiting just for you. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Keep pondering, keep exploring, and until next time, stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Thunderbirds TV series. Thanks for listening. See you next time.